Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Meantime here, what recession? What cost of living crisis? Goodness me. Do you know everyone's spending?
Well, yeah, they are to a degree. So this is an update yesterday on what everyone's doing with their plastic, so electronic card transactions. And plastic these days, of course, means money because cash is slowly becoming... Do you use cash? That's a question.
No, very rarely. Very rarely.
Yeah. I still carry a bit of cash in my wallet, but I realise that's increasingly a sign of advancing years. So electronic card transactions released by Stats New Zealand, these are numbers for September. Good lift, you're right. The good lift, a 1.4% lift in total retail electronic card transaction spend. That's the retail bit. Overall spend, so you add in sort of everything else, that's spending on services, etc. Spend is up 2.5% and the core retail up 2.2%. So it's being driven by high spending in apparel. People are out there buying clothes, fuel, and importantly and interestingly, hospitality. And there is a degree of higher prices in there as well, Mike. But the increase in spending, I don't think you can explain it all away by price inflation. Now, these numbers are for September. If you zoom out a bit and look at the quarter, so July, August, September, spending does seem to have slowed. Now, September itself did include the second instalment of the cost of living payment, so we can surmise that that has found its way into September spending. Just taking that big picture view one step out further again, year-on-year comparisons, yeah, they're very high, spending up 28.6% compared to last year, but that reflects the fact that the comparative period last September was COVID-affected. If we look at MB put out some card spending data as well, Mike, and that's confirmed that there's definitely a positive impulse from overseas issued cards. Now, we can assume that's explained by a lift in tourism numbers, so to a degree they are back. The good economists at ASB, they're estimating that the third quarter retail spending values rose 1.7%, so that's for the quarter. Core spending's a bit higher than that. So core spending excludes fuel, which means that that's probably not dissimilar to what the CPI has risen in the third quarter. But it would suggest that retail spending positive, but probably flat on the quarter. That lift in hospitality spending are definitely attributable, we think, to tourists going and, you know, having a coffee and stuff. Just a quick note on durables, the durable sector. So this is furniture, things like, you know, things you put in your house. That was a real, durable spending was a real highlight of 2021. That has now fallen for the fourth consecutive month. And I think that's quite telling about the sort of strength of the economy leading into next year. It's now 7.5% below the November peak. So there are some positive signs at the high level, but there are also some worrying signs down in the detail.
Exactly. And speaking of which, that's reflected in the trachometer, light v heavy. What do we make of that?
Yeah, so this is the trachometer, you know, where ANZ go out and count the number of light and heavy vehicles moving around. A really interesting data series. Has been a bit tricky to use recently, Mike, because COVID obviously affected movement, particularly light traffic. Remember, we weren't allowed to go anywhere. And then more recently, heavy traffic movements have been affected by COVID as well, because drivers have been sick and off work, and it's affected them. But we should start to get cleaner and more useful data. Now, light traffic index lifted 1.9% in September. We are getting in our cars and going places. That would appear to be true. But the heavy traffic index fell 3.3%, but it was up strongly the previous month. So we're still getting volatility. But we'll zoom out again here because, Mike, if in doubt, zoom out. The heavy traffic index up 1.6% for the quarter. Now, that's normally quite a good read or steer on production GDP. So that would probably be a slightly positive impulse to GDP forecasts.
Okay, give me the numbers.
Right, at the moment, the Dow Jones bouncing a little bit. So everyone's a little bit worried about the third quarter reporting season. That kicks off later this week. We've also got CPI. But the market's bouncing from a sort of slightly rocky start. The Dow Jones at the moment, 29,541. It's up 338 points or 1.16%. The S&P 500 dragged higher as well. It's up 20 points. That's just over 0.5%, 3,632. And the NASDAQ also in positive territory, 20 points, 0.18%, 10,561. Overnight, the FTSE 100 fell 1%, 6,885. The Nikkei got hit quite hard, 2.6%. Down 714 points, 26,401 is the number there. Shanghai Composite up 5,2979. Across the Tasman yesterday, the ASX 200 dropped 30.34%. That's 23.6644. And on the NZX 50, we gained 38 points, 0.35%, 10,956. Kiwi dollar has strengthened overnight, 0.5634. Remember, it was in the 55s yesterday. 0.8915 against the Aussie, 0.5779 euro, 0.5056 pounds. Against the Japanese yen's 82.16, gold $1,680.59, and a bit of relief on the Brent crude, $94.71 per barrel.
Catch up tomorrow. Look forward to it. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.